Come on in to the home of Dear Hallmark. This is the space where we can unabashedly talk all things Hallmark Channel. From Hallmark movies and mysteries to Christmas movies, whether winter, spring, summer, or fall. Your host Dara here will get you covered with them all. So be sure to grab a drink, take your shoes off, hang your coat up, get comfortable, because we have a lot to talk about here at Dear Hallmark. Let's see what's on this week's episode. Well, well, well. Fancy seeing you here, huh? If you're listening to this, first of all, thank you, because I have deserted you and I deeply, deeply, deeply apologize. When I tell you, my personal life ramped up like it put on a jetpack and said, "We Audi 5000." That's exactly what happened. The fact that I was able to get off that Benjamin Hollingsworth interview and then the Tia A. Smith interview is but God. Y'all, my name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. You have just entered your safe space where you can talk about all things Hallmark Channel. That includes Hallmark mystery and Hallmark drama. How long will I keep on this NPR voice? I don't know, but I like it, so let's keep going. Y'all, it's been real out here. I did an Instagram Live a few weeks ago to kind of get back into the swing of things, and Cindy Busby joined me. Complete happenstance, didn't plan it. I did put a part of our conversation up on Instagram if you're interested into what we got to talking about. But for those of you who weren't able to be there live or who haven't seen the replay of that, I've moved, not cities, not states, just neighborhoods. But it was still a taxing process. There we go, process. This is my first big move, really. I'm in my own space. And so between moving, church responsibilities, work has ramped up like you would not believe. It has become increasingly more difficult to get these podcasts off, at least within this last month and a half, to try to like get some type of routine going. But I feel like now that I've settled in a bit, and we have some movies back in the regular rotation, I can foresee a pattern of us getting out these reviews so that we can have something to talk about. Because I miss you guys terribly. So much has happened in the Hallmark world that we need to talk about. So firstly, I just want to say, again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the two interviews, Benjamin Hollingsworth for An Easter Bloom, Tia A. Smith, the executive producer of Sense and Sensibility. I did put up a review of Blind Date Book Club on YouTube. So you want to make sure that you are following the Dear Hallmark YouTube channel, because for any reviews you do not see here, you want to make sure you check there. Then if they aren't there, then you know. Sis is busy. Sis got stuff going on. Okay. So the news that I have for you, y'all, I know this, listen, everything is going to be late, but I still need you to treat it as if you're hearing it for the first time. Okay. That's what I need you to do right now. We are going for our Emmy for best television show for comedic performance. That's what we're going for right now. Okay, because it's comedy that I'm just talking about this right now. However, I need you to act like you're hearing it for the first time. Okay, for some of you, this may be true, because for some of you, you're not on social media. So here we are. It has finally been official that there are two new signed, sealed, delivered that are coming out. Who's excited? This woman. But you know what that means? That lit a fire under me, because I have to finish the series. I do my own sound effects. I still have not finished the series. So that's going to be a little bit of homework for me to make sure that I finish the series. It's going to be the best homework ever to finish the series before the, at least the first one airs. We know that it's coming later in 2024, but we don't know when. It could sneak up on us like a thief in the night. Hello? Hashtag rapture. Just kidding. Okay, let me stop. This is what happens when I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. I get a little bit goofy, so I apologize. For those of you, if this is your first time listening to me, I'm sorry. But I am incredibly excited. Science Still Delivered is one of the best written shows on Hallmark's network. I said it, and I meant it, 10 toes down, in the mud with my cleats on. It is the best written work on television that Hallmark has put out. And then second to that is Chesapeake Shores. So, but I am so happy that they decided to revisit this and or continue the storyline. Even though I haven't seen it, I do know that one of the last movies was, I think, The Vows We've Made or The Vows We've Kept. Something with vows, which I know that there's a marriage. So I know that there's, I mean, a marriage, a wedding. So I know what to look forward to. But when I tell you I'm enjoying the journey while we're getting there, my gosh, the journey is scrumdiddlyumptious. And if you are one who's just like, well, what in the world is Science Still Delivered? Are you talking about the Stevie Wonder song? Yes, because that's what they use as the theme song. Science Still Delivered is about a band of misfits, I like to call them. They work for the Postal Service in Denver, is set in Denver, Colorado. Specifically, they work for the Dead Letter Office, the DLO. They work with letters, packages, pieces of parcel of mail that is deemed undeliverable because of some, whether it's burned, soggy, mishaps, trash, what have you. However, there's a faith element tied into it, scriptural elements tied into it, Christian elements tied into it that just make my heart go pitter-patter, pitter-patter. I've wept. I've gotten butterflies, dragonflies, fireflies in my stomach. I've given the shimmy shoulder like, okay, now I've done one of those. Like this series will provoke so many emotions within you. It's one of the most beautiful rides you will ever get on in Hallmark Town. That's what it is. So if you have not watched it yet, it behooves you. In fact, I want you to go right now and subscribe to Deliver Me a Podcast. They are the authority on all things Science Still Delivered. And you know they are incredibly excited about this. So I want you to follow them on Instagram because they recently released the order in which you should watch the Science Still Delivered. And because there is an order, there is a chronological timeline that you need to watch these movies so that you can make sense of everything that's going on. So that's happening, and I am pretty darn excited about it. Next, let me look at my notes here. Okay, The Way Home has been renewed for a season 3. Now, I politely bowed out of season 2. I'm sorry, that's just not my cup of passion fruit, but by all means, if it's the pineapple for your tea, drink on and be merry. You know what I mean? So, but I wanted to let my fellow Hallmarkies know that The Way Home has been renewed for a season 3. So we can expect it to come January 2025. And by what I've been hearing, apparently the season finale was where it was at. That it opened up another can of worms. I was like, oh my gosh. I listened to a few, like, a little bit of some reviews. Like, I didn't listen to them all, but I listened to some reviews because there was a hullabaloo about it. So I was like, well, what's going on? Mind you, I had no context whatsoever, but I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But yeah, so The Way Home is being renewed for a season 3. Next, and this is one of the most recent news. I'm talking about as of the day that I'm recording this in the year of our Lord, April 16th, 2024. Christopher Polaha and Lacey Chabert released a joint Instagram reel showing them in a location. And they say, I'm not quoting, but they say, Christopher comes out like, yo, Lacey, wait, that's you? Well, fancy seeing you here. And then Lacey's like, oh my gosh. Christopher, what you doing here? He's like, well, you know, I'm looking around and stuff. And like, this seems like a really cool place to shoot a Christmas movie. What you think? She's like, you know what? I think I agree with you. And then they walk off into the icicle sunset. So we just unofficially, officially got another pairing for Countdown to Christmas, which is Christopher Polaha and Lacey Chabert, which is huge because Christopher Polaha got, I mean, that brother blew up last year. Now, mind you, and I stand by this again, if he wasn't already on your radar, I don't trust you as a Hallmark fan. However, his tickets skyrocketed with Biltmore. And so to have the Biltmore King and then the Queen of Christmas in a movie together, they know exactly what they're doing. Ooh, the dominoes are falling into place, y'all. So be sure if you're on Instagram, follow Polaha and the Chaberts, and you'll get all the tea that you need to sip on that. Okay. Now I saved this one for last. And this news broke quite a few weeks ago. In fact, maybe even a solid month ago. But when I tell you I am giddy like a kid at Legoland or Build-A-Bear or Disneyland or even a teenager that's about to get the newest iPhone, when I tell you. You guys, Kim Mutula and Bo Murchoff are in a new Christmas movie together called The Finish Line. And finish is F-I-N-N-I-S-H. And yes, they filmed it in Finland. And I know this because both the production designer and the costume designer for the movies I follow on Instagram. And I had the wonderful chance to interview them for the Dear Hallmark podcast. You will know Daniel King, production designer. I interviewed him as a part of the Dear Hallmark Masterclass series that I did last year. So you want to make sure you check out that interview. We get into the nooks and crannies of what it means, what it takes, what it looks like to be a production designer on a Hallmark set. And then with Keith Costumes, he's our man hunted grand when it comes to the Biltmore, okay? He's our man hunted grand when it comes to Are You There Christmas? He's our man hunted grand when it comes to Holiday Spectacular. Okay, like he's our man, 100 grand when it comes to Merry Scottish Christmas. So the fact that we have Keith Costumes dressing the effervescent Kim Mutula and the homie, Bill Murchoff, and then we have the production design of Daniel King. This movie is, I'm already putting it. It's already my most excited, most anticipated Countdown to Christmas movie of the season so far. I know, over Polaha and Chabert. I know, y'all. I know. Listen, if you need to unsubscribe, if you need to disown me, I get it. I get it. But this right here, I don't think y'all understand. Kim Mutula is one of the best things that's happened to Hallmark Network. I believe it in my heart of hearts. How she came into this thing was fire with Ghosts of Christmas Always. How she continued into this thing with Checking It Twice with the McGarry. And then how she's going to move on in this thing with the Murchoff. Like that. It's like, that's how you feel, ma'am? My gosh. She went from Ian Harding to Kevin McGarry to Bo Murchoff. All right. I need to move on before I have to pray. Okay. So that is all I have for Hallmark news for this opening segment. But we have a lot of catching up to do, you guys. We have a lot of catching up to do. Basically, all of the Spring Into Love movies that have aired so far, we need to talk about, and we're going to talk about in the next segment. We're going to take a micro break. So I need you to grab a beverage, whether carbonated or still. If you want that sparkling water kick, I need you, keep driving if you're behind the wheel, but get comfy. Turn that air on if it's hot. Turn the heat on if you're still in a cold climate, but get cozy, get comfy. Grab a blanket, grab your socks, grab your friend and be like, girlfriend, I need you over here. We got to listen to this because we're about to get into it, okay? So again, I'm going to take a micro break, but when we come back, the first movie we're going to get into is An Easter Bloom. So stay tuned. Welcome back, my fine fellow feathered friends. An Easter in Bloom stars Benjamin Hollingsworth and Amy Teagarden. And it was our day spring presentation movie of the spring season. As the title suggests, this premiered the Saturday before Easter, or Easter Eve. And the premise is Ben's character, Pastor Derek, he's new in town. And Ben definitely discussed a lot of this in his interview, so I apologize if it sounds redundant. But I should actually focus on Amanda, Amy Teagarden's character. Amanda's dad is no longer with us. He's passed away, and they own a flower farm that isn't doing too well. The winter's frost is preventing the spring bloom from happening at the right time when they need money to pay some back bills, some back balances of some bills, namely the mortgage on the house or the land. And so she decides to enter into this flower competition. First prize is like, is it $20,000 or something like that? And then the woman who ends up being her mentor, her son is the pastor, Pastor Derek, played by Ben Hollingsworth, of the church. You know, they have a cute meet cute. The more she hangs out with, the more the mom mentors her, the closer, you know, pastor, you know, he's pursuing her, and it's a thing, right? I did a horrible job explaining it, but y'all know what it is. This movie was cute. It's slow. I will be completely honest with you. It is slow. It's not an active, engaging movie, but it was I appreciated it. As a Christian, as someone who has a relationship with Jesus, as someone who celebrates Easter as the resurrection of Jesus, you know, I appreciated this movie. To me, this was the most day spring movie of the four. I mean, I can't say four because I haven't seen A Gift of Peace yet. But I have seen Miracle in Bethlehem, the Blessing Bracelet, and then this movie. To me, the Christian aspect of this movie felt more organic. It didn't feel forced like it did in Miracle in Bethlehem, in my opinion. Now, while the Blessing Bracelet was cuter, I mean, we had Amanda Shull and Carlo Marx, so you already know what it was heading for, right? The Blessing Bracelet was cuter. I appreciated An Easter Bloom more. And I thought it was cool that they incorporated some Day Spring merch, which reminds me, I want to get one of those mugs. Those mugs were incredibly cute. Yeah. The one thing that kept knocking me out of the movie was Ben's accent. I don't understand why he had to be Southern. It didn't add anything to the movie, him being Southern. If anything, it took away from the movie for me. Like, because he just ended up talking in his regular accent anyway, you know? But if he was just talking in his natural voice, I think that it would have just carried the movie beautifully. I loved seeing Pastor Derek and Amanda getting closer together. I thought that was beautiful. I love seeing Amanda's inner conflict with stepping into a church, forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others. We see that with her mentor and her mentor's best friend. And the mom is just she's a little daisy herself, just bippity boppity along, just supporting everybody, just a ray of sunshine. I teared up at the end. I'm not even going to hold you. I don't know why, but when that, I won't spoil. Well, at this point, I need you to have seen it, okay? But at the ending scene at Easter lunch at the table, I teared up. I don't know why, but something about that overwhelmed me and made my eyes misty. And I appreciated that. It did something. And I felt like there was another moment where I got misty-eyed too. Oh, during Pastor Derek's final sermon. And I think that was the part Ben was talking about in his interview where he had to shoot this like four page scene. And right before he shot it was the sermon, he saw a ladybug on the pulpit. And he was like, is this a practical joke? He felt like it was a sign. And so he internalized that and used that as fuel in that scene. And I think that's the scene that he's talking about. Because I felt that. And I got misty during that scene as well. So I always appreciate a good Day Spring presentation. I am definitely in line with what they're doing. So kudos to you, Day Spring. I wonder, though, if there's a way we could have a Day Spring movie that doesn't coincide with Easter or Christmas and just Christians being Christians. You know what I'm saying? You know, we Christian three, like, beyond Easter and Christmas, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, if we just had, like, a nice Day Spring movie in August, in the dead of summer, we can just have a nice Day Spring movie of hope. Because we need hope all year round. Not just at Easter and Christmas, which I'm thankful for, because I am grateful that they are starting to have this brand of movie or this franchise of movie. But I think I'm now ready to see Day Spring outside of the normal Easter Christmas, because it feels like that's becoming the rhythm of the Day Spring ones. I'll tell you this much, I'm ready for another Mahogany one. Hello. Goodbye. I'm ready for another Mahogany one. And I'll tell you why. The May movies have been released. We're going to talk about that at the end. We're not getting a Mahogany movie in May. So I'm holding out for a nice summer bash. I'm holding out for the summer. Maybe we might even get they won't do a Mahogany movie in Christmas in July. They might save it until Countdown to Christmas. But... will we get Vanessa Lingies or Lingies? And she is our Christmas in July queen. We need a Vanessa Lingies movie for Christmas in July. If it ain't Vanessa, I don't want it. I'm sorry. Unless it's Kim Matula or Tamara. That's it. But if it ain't Vanessa, what we doing? What we doing? Or Corey Sevier. I agree. Yep. I agree. What am I agreeing with? Yep. Corey Sevier. Y'all, Take Me Back for Christmas was a knockout. I am sidebarring the mess out of this. Let's get back. Okay. So in Easter in Bloom, I am going to... do I want to rate it? I mean, it's a 3.5. Like I said, it's slow. But I appreciate the movie for what it is. And I think it's a beautiful Easter movie. And I appreciate that we have a Christian Easter movie, because I know that there's another Easter movie out with Brendan, Penny, and Fiona Gubelman, in Easter Under Wraps, I think it's called, which I haven't seen yet. I think it's on Hallmark Movies now. I need to watch that. But I like that we have, like, in a Christian Easter movie. I like that. All right, that was an Easter in bloom. Let me take a sip of water while I have y'all on the line, and then we're going to talk about shifting gears, okay? We're going to shift gears and talk about shifting gears. There was so much noise around shifting gears. You could not spit and hit something that had to do with shifting gears, okay? Between the postables supporting our girl, Yon K. Crystal Lowe, and Kristen Booth, and then the Heinies, because Sir Tyler of the Hines was in it. And then Cat Barrel, they were saying something like earpers, or I don't even know what that was about. I almost forgot the young lady, the leading lady's name, because it was the Crystal and Tyler show, as far as I was concerned, as far as I saw. And so I watched Shifting Gears when it premiered, and then I tried to watch it again. And y'all, you know we keep it straight, no chaser. We're going to cross our legs and have a conversation. We got to cross our legs and have a conversation. Because straight up and down, y'all, if this movie wasn't about the Make Her Mark director's program that Ashley Williams instituted within Hallmark Media, if that wasn't the steam behind this movie would have sat on the... It still is on the stoop, in my opinion. Like, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't do anything. I think the hype in front of it did it a disservice to the point where there wasn't much... It didn't meet the hype that it got. You know what I mean? I felt like it was oversold, unfortunately. Because I remember leaving it saying, this is it. Like, I felt not exhausted, but like, ugh. Do I want to say disappointed? That might be too hard of a word, but it definitely felt like it wasn't worth the hype that it got. Unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'm trying to choose my words here. I tried to watch this movie a second time because I thought maybe I missed something. Because after I watched the premiere, I'm perusing the Facebook and the Instagrammable streets. And I'm like looking at people's comments saying, oh, this was amazing. And I'm sitting here thinking, did we watch the same movie? So I said, maybe I'm wrong. And I just need to, you know, woosah, go, you know, run around the block a couple times, watch Frasier, Golden Girls, and then come back to it. So I did that. I couldn't even get one third through the second airing of it. I was like, no, there's just something not connecting with this movie. It's something not connecting with this movie. Y'all, are y'all legs crossed? Are y'all legs crossed? Because we're going to have a conversation. You ready? Having this movie after Never Been Chris'd didn't do Tyler any service. Now, I understand why he wanted to do this movie. I was watching his podcast press run that he did with Betsy of Love and Lattes podcast. Suspenders Unbuttoned, and he did a few others. And so I know that I think they picked him to be in this, and I mean rightfully so, because again, the Tyler Hines effect, we talked about this with Never Been Chris. You put TH in a movie, you all the eyeballs and the ears and the nose and the mouth, they finna be there, right? But I didn't feel any energy from him in this. I don't know what happened. I felt like something was missing from him in this. And again, the marketing for it, I forgot the leading lady was even there. To me, she outperformed him in this. I was shocked. I was like, yo, she's giving some energy that I'm like, okay, there it is. And then I never felt that energy matched. Kristen Booth, I love her. She's from Sound Still Deliver. She didn't feel right in this movie. Like, this movie didn't feel right. That's what's unfortunate. It felt like we had a triangle, a square, and a circle, and we was all just trying to party. But it's like, yo, we got to get on one accord here, though. And I don't know if everybody was on one accord. I don't know. That's just me assuming. But it's just something didn't click with this movie. And it was, I was like, man, dang. That's the felt, if I could express it that way, that's how I was like, dang, man, dang. And for it to be the first Spring Into Love movie, because Tyler's movie last year was the first Spring Into Love movie too. So there's that. I don't know if there's a correlation or not. And this one didn't give me spring either. I know. I should just accept that the seasons are behind us. But dag nabbing it, there's still an ember of hope on the inside of me that if I'm watching something in the spring, it's going to feel like a spring movie. And you know what? A Blind Date Book Club did sort of feel like spring. The color palette, the setting did give me spring vibes, although it wasn't overtly spring like an Easter in Bloom, which I could appreciate Blind Date Book Club for. Which is already one of my favorites of the year, let me tell you, if you haven't watched the YouTube review of it. It's already one of my favorites of the year. But, yeah, y'all, Shifting Gears wasn't it. I'm going to have to give it a strong two. A strong two crowns. One for Kat Barrow, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, and one for Yanke Crystal Lowe as the director. Those are my two crowns. But I think something got to give. Something got to give with us. Do I want to say this? I'm gonna stop while I'm ahead. I don't want to say too much too far. But I need something else. I need something else. I'll just leave it at that. All right, y'all. Now it's time to talk about Legend of the Lost Locket. This was our most recent premiere on Hallmark Channel. Now, it did come out on Hallmark Movies Now April 4th. So it's been out for a couple of weeks already. Much like Falling in Love in Niagara has been out for like the past month. It's been to the point now where I need to actually rewatch that movie again. I might rewatch it on the night that it airs. Y'all hear my little metal straw or glass straw clinking? Taking another sip of water while I have you guys on the line so we can talk about Legend of the Lost Locket, starring Natasha Burnett, Viv Leacock, and I'm going to add Samantha Cole, who plays Viv Leacock's sister, and then the little sugar cookie from Inventing the Christmas Prince, who played Tamara's daughter in that movie, played Samantha Cole's daughter in this movie, and we can see how much she's grown, and they are such beautiful brown women, and it was just so beautiful to see them on my screen and it not be a Mahogany movie. Can we just talk about that? Are we going to still cross our legs and have a conversation here? So this movie was a cutie patootie. I love that Natasha used her accent. I don't watch When Calls the Heart, but I know Natasha and Viv are on there and they play a married couple. And they're giving me Kevin and Pascal chemistry when I saw this. I was like, oh yeah, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And to me, the romance wasn't even needed. Honestly, I was so invested in the plot. I enjoyed it. And to me, the romance actually dragged it down a bit. I would have loved it if they just remained friends or if it was just, you know, a bunch of hijinks or whatever with the family. Like, I thought that would have been cool, even if it was just that. I was so invested in this. I loved everything about it. Again, we're in New England because we were in Massachusetts. We were in Nantucket with Blind Date Book Club. Now we're in Boston in Legend of the Lost Locket. We're going to be in Niagara, which, you know, we just all up and down the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where we were in shifting gears. But we all up and down the East Coast this spring, and I'm about that life. I'm about that life. But yes, this movie was cute. It is the perfect slow Saturday morning movie. I thoroughly enjoyed the historical antique angle of this movie. And so much so, I just finished a book maybe a month ago called Providence by Carla Lorena. It's a fiction work. And it's about a woman searching the provenance of homes specifically. She's an interior designer, but she specializes in antique furniture and even more so a specific period of furniture called arts and crafts. It was a movement in interior design history. At some point in time, oh, you're making me bring back my art, my interior design history. And I don't remember. But yeah, just know, I do know that that was a thing. The arts and crafts movement was a thing. And so that was the era that our main character specialized in. I mentioned that to say, to have read that book, understanding the word provenance, because I didn't understand what it meant before reading that book, and then seeing this movie, and she keeps mentioning the word provenance, and she's an antiques dealer. It's just like, well, all right then. Talk to me, antiques, the history. I'm about that life. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And The Legend of the Lost Locket is a 3.5. It's not slow, but it's a cutie patootie, you know? Like, I feel like it hits all the beats that you need to get your Hallmark fix. You know what I mean? And it's cute. So that's kind of, that's more of a rapid review of Legend of the Lost Locket. And yeah, that's what I have for you to kind of catch us up on Spring Into Love. I am going to watch Falling in Love in Niagara again because we got the Jeannot is back in the building and he's with the Houdon of it all. So we have Jeannot and Houdon. You know it's going to be a hit. Is it? Am I showing my cards too soon? You're just going to have to watch to find out, huh? I guess you are. So, Falling in Love in Niagara comes out this Saturday. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a micro break, though. And we're going to get into the movies that are coming out in May. Because I already got some thoughts, y'all. So, I want you still got your beverage? If you need to re-up, refill your popcorn, take a bathroom break, this is your time to do it. We're going to take a mini break, and we'll come right back. So stay tuned. Welcome back, my friends. Hallmark is calling May this year in the year of our Lord 2024, countdown to summer. This May, tune in Saturday nights at 8, 7 Central for two all-new romantic movies featuring stars like Steven Hazar, Cindy Busby, and Ben Hollingsworth. You can also catch the Hallmark Channel premieres of, and the first one that they're going to be showing, it's called A Lifelong Love, Saturday, May 4th at 8, 7 Central, starring Andrea Brooks and Patch May. This one premiered last year on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries before it became the Hallmark Mystery Channel. So this was one of our dramas. And if you haven't noticed, they have been premiering a lot of the Hallmark Movies and Mystery movies from last year, our dramas, in lieu of an acquisition, you know? They're bringing all those movies over to channel. And so if you didn't see this movie last year, what this movie is about is this. While trying to reunite her grandfather with his lost love, Anika teams up with college sweetheart Ryan to create a book about the experience, documenting different love stories along the way. So I heard it was really, really slow. So I'm kind of nervous to watch it. I still have to watch The More Love Grows too. I haven't given that a proper watch. There's a lot from last year. I haven't watched, well, we'll talk about it when we get into it. The other movie from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries that they're going to premiere on channel. But here we go. So A Lifelong Love, again, that's Saturday, May 4th. May 11th, we're getting a brand spanking new rom-com called A Whitewater Romance, starring Cindy Busby and Benjamin Hollingsworth. Ben said, cut me my check. I ain't never seen Ben Hollingsworth this way. He said, cut me my check. He did a Christmas movie. We got him in the spring at the end of March, and we're getting him in May for this countdown to summer lineup. So A Whitewater Romance is about Maya, who attends an exclusive business retreat in the Rocky Mountains, where she meets Matt, who initially is her competitor. As they're forced to pair up, an unlikely connection begins to evolve. Now, you know we love the Tinkerbell. And it's funny because when we were on Instagram Live together, she was saying, well, you know, you are going to have to interview me soon, maybe. And right after she, at least a couple of days after we did that, the news broke that this was the movie that was coming out. So that's super, super cool. If you notice, there's been a theme with our girl Busby. And her being in the outdoors, because it even mentions chasing waterfalls here. Chasing waterfalls, love in Zion National Park, warming up to you, love in the forecast. What else we got? I know there's some more. But if anybody's outside, Cindy Busby is outside, okay? Next, that's going to be, this is also a new premiere, Saturday, May 18th. It is called Everything Puppies, and it stars Pascal Lamont Kipnis. I feel like I butchered that with a gangsu knife. Steven Hazar and Catherine Davis. Now, Pascal was the young lady from Never Been Kissed who played opposite Janelle Parrish. So I am excited to see her back. Steven Hazar, he's from Avalanche in the Can, also known as Love in Glacier National. He also did The Jane Mystery with Jodie Sweetin. He also did A Royal Christmas Wish with his now beau. I don't know her name, but it was a Christmas in July movie. And then he also did the Lighthouse Christmas movie last year. We got a quarterly newsletter of Steven Hazar last year. We got him in almost every season. And then Catherine Davis, I was introduced to her through Up TV with Christmas on Fifth Avenue, which is, I feel like, a darling take on Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's an enemies to lovers, Scrooge. Like, it's one of my favorite Up TV Christmas movies. That's where I met her. And she did a lot of Up TV movies. And she did some Lifetime Christmas movies as well. But her first Hallmark movie was Welcome to Valentine, which she did last year, starring opposite Mark. Oh, I don't know his last name. He was in True Justice Family Ties. He played the lead in True Justice Family Ties. I forget how to pronounce his last name. But she was in Welcome to Valentine. So it's cool that we kind of have like a three-star cast here. This is interesting. I'm thinking, is it Love Triangle? What are we doing? So here's the premise. A dedicated entrepreneur and inventor looking to make it big, creating innovative dog toys and treats, finds success with the support of a handsome client. They want us to know, y'all, that he's handsome. Just in case you didn't know, her client is handsome. These descriptions crack me up. Everything puppies. That's interesting. I mean, it's a dog movie, so it's going to hit the heartstrings at some point. But I'm here for Pascal and Catherine. That's all I'm gonna say. All right, and closing out May on Hallmark Channel is a Hallmark Channel premiere of a Hallmark Movies and Mystery movie that premiered last year, which was the sequel to another movie, and it is Big Sky River, The Bridal Path. This is another one I have not seen. What was I? Oh, this was when Fan Leaders was popping off. That's why I barely saw anything. So, Big Sky River, The Bridal Path. This stars Kevin Smith and Emmanuel Vaugier. And it was the sequel to Big Sky River. When I tell you the first Big Sky River was the most grown folk Hallmark movie I ever watched, it was grown. It was like, are we not playing games? Like, we're grown. That's the type of movie I miss on Hallmark Channel. Be grown. Not because you got salt and pepper in your beard, but be grown. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what it is and what it ain't. You know what I mean? None of these frou-la-la, whoop-de-woo. I need you to tell me what it is and what it ain't. And in Big Sky River, it is a slow, it's slow. It's slow. But it's slow in the best way. Much like Sand Dollar Cove to me is slow in the best way. It's like a lazy river. You just sit in the inner tube and go. Don't even stop trying to paddle. Big Sky River is not a white water rafting extravaganza. It needs you to just chill, sit in the inner tube, right? And let the movie take you on the journey. You ain't gotta do nothing. Just let the movie take you. It's so beautiful. And I have yet to see the sequel yet. And I wanted a sequel. This was one of the ones from last year that I wanted a sequel to the most. So I'm excited to watch this. And this is Memorial Day weekend too, which is banging. So that's going to be really, really good. Now, Hallmark Mystery is not out of the game yet, because I know they've been giving us this rhythm of two mysteries a month, but for May, we are only getting one, and it's going to be towards the, like right in the middle of the month, Friday, May 17th at 9 p.m. It's a brand new series, or I should just say new mystery, because now we don't know if these are going to be series or not. But it is a completely new mystery called Family Practice Mysteries. And y'all, when I saw who stars in this, I don't even care what it's about. They could both be reading the instruction manual to put together a refrigerator in German. And I would watch it because it's the two of them. You hear me? We have Miss Amanda Shule and Mr. Brendan Penny. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a moment of silence purposely. Mm-hmm. We got Miss Project Christmas Wish, Miss One Summer with Sam Page, Miss Merry Go Round, Miss My One and Only. What else did she do? It's on the, I'm looking at it right. What was that other movie she did? Anyway, Project Christmas Wish is her and Travis Van Winkle. Where is TV? Paging Travis Van Winkle, please come back to Hallmark. What's going on, brother? We need you. We need you, brother. We need you back. And then Brendan Penny, dude, need we say more? And to have him in a mystery, no less. Listen. He finna do his better than good acting. Do you? Because Brendan Penny's default is already better than half the roster that we have out, that we've seen already. It's his default is excellent. But I feel like Brendan in a mystery is about to give us exquisite, and I'm here for it. Here's the premise. A former army surgeon moves back to her hometown and joins a practice of family doctors. But when she's drawn into solving the mysterious death of a patient, her quiet life becomes upended. Now, here's the thing. I'm looking on Hallmark Mysteries website. And so Amanda is dressed in medical, you know, the medical jacket with the stethoscope. And it looks like Brendan is the detective. But I like that, much like, what was it, Martha's Vineyard, our leading lady was the ME. She was the medical examiner. So I like that we're bringing back a leading lady of the medical variety. I can appreciate that. I do miss Martha's Vineyard with something serious. I do miss it. But I appreciate this. I'm excited for this. Honestly, this is the movie I'm most excited about in May. Is that wrong? This is the movie I'm the most excited about in all of May. I am curious, though, if this is countdown to summer, what are we doing in June? Is June going to be summer? Because we did, what was it? Like wedding, June weddings last year, I think. And they did a lot of multicultural weddings or multicultural movies. So is June going to be summer movies? Like, are we going to get right into summer movies in June and then have Christmas in July and then do summer part two? Is that what we're going to do? Or are we going to have a countdown to fall? Listen, I'm all about a countdown. Let's do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello? Let's do it. Well, you guys, that is what we have coming up in May. I hope you are ready. Buckle your seatbelts because we have a total of 3 new delicious offerings coming. And then 2 re-airs that I do want to watch. I'm probably not going to watch Lifelong Love when it airs on Hallmark Channel Live. I ain't going to hold you. It may already be on Hallmark Movies now. I actually need to check. But Big Sky River, The Bridal Path, yes, because that means I need to watch the first one again, and the first one was delicious. So yes, yes indeed. Well, you guys, I missed you to smithereens. It feels so good to be back on this microphone. First of all, this is a new microphone. My old microphone gave up the ghost and was like, I don't feel like doing this anymore. And I said, excuse me, you just going to up and leave? And it said yes, and it did. And so I had to get a new microphone. So there was that aspect betwixt everything else that was going on, amongst everything else that was going on. So it feels so good to be back in this context, just talking, just chilling, just shooting the breeze with our socks on, our feet up, just chilling. I appreciate this avenue, this medium. I just thank you so much for allowing me into your space to talk about something that I love so much, which is Hallmark movies. You know, we watch these movies to escape, to get away from the stresses of everyday life. And so I'm grateful that I found a community where I'm able to talk about these beautiful movies to and with and for, all those prepositions. All the prepositions. So guys, there'll be some links in the show notes for you. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I also wrote a novella. I talk about it a little bit in my review of A Blind Date Book Club, about my process and just my feelings of being a self-published author. But you're more than welcome to check out the book. There's a link in the show notes for that. And in the meantime, between time, my friends, I want you to make sure you watch a Hallmark Channel movie that you love. And I promise you, I'm going to talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.